The Osgood File, sponsored by Clear Ears, the comfortable earplug that dries and removes water trapped in the ears. Clear Ears, better than drops, and safe for kids. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Joe Smith might not have a unique name, but as president of Capitol Records EMI, he had unique access to just about every top name in the recording industry, and he used that access to get them on tape.
Sgt. Pepper owes a lot to drugs.
238 hours of interviews, which he has now, at the age of 84, decided to share with the world by giving them to the Library of Congress. More after this from Charlie. Bob Dylan's music may have defined the 60s, but he himself didn't much care for that particular decade.
I can't imagine people making such a big fuss over the 60s. If you think back, I mean, it wasn't really that much better.
Dylan was among the hundreds of stars interviewed 25 years ago by music executive Joe Smith, who's now given his collection to the Library of Congress. He told CBS's Sam Litzinger how he got them to open up.
I was a member of the club, headed a record company, so I would get through to them, and I usually went to their house.
Here's Paul McCartney talking about writing the Sgt. Pepper album while high on a certain illicit substance.
We were sitting in John's house. We were writing for Sgt. Pepper. And he just said, look at this poster, look at this. Being for the benefit of Mr. Keaton, Henry the Horse would have... So we just read the whole thing down and just, like, wrote lyrics.
And there's Bo Diddley explaining his creative process.
Don't ask me, man. I don't know. I just did it by accident. Like, here the other night, I was on stage, and my finger made a chord that I liked. Then I fooled around and got it syncopated right, and it would fit these dirty lyrics that I had. Told it inside, baby,
diamond ring. Other interviews include David Bowie, Ella Fitzgerald, Ray Charles, all digitized at the Library of Congress site, LOC.gov. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.